From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Hooch, Ruckus Juice, White Lightning, Tiger Spit. Moonshine has many names. It is known for being strong and illegal in days gone by, but today, distillers are making it legally, and Irina Jorov reports that marketing it can get personal.
Brian Call is a seventh-generation distiller. He makes his moonshine, totally legally, in a warehouse in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. It's open to the public. A family recipe of moonshine starter fizzes in huge wooden vats. They look like 1,000-gallon hot tubs.
So what's in here?
We got cornmeal, barley malt, cracked wheat, and a little bit of sugar.
And that's what your dad would use?
Yep, that's what he done when he made moonshine.
His dad was a bootlegger. He made hooch in the woods.
There wasn't a lot of jobs around here in Wilkes County.
His dad's story is as important as the recipe. And that's true for a lot of legal moonshine producers.
The packaging and selling of moonshine really depends upon a selling of a kind of a narrative.
Author Matt Bondurant wrote The Wettest County in the World about his own family's moonshining past.
A rebellious outlaw, distinctly Southern figure.
Bondurant says the narrative is especially important because moonshine is not likely to impress you when you first taste it.
What you've got is just an extremely high-content corn whiskey with a very sort of flat flavor profile. It smells just like rotten corn, and it'll burn you all the way down. There's not a whole lot going for it.
In the past decade, the number of moonshine brands and flavors has grown rapidly. Nationwide, the amount of shine sold is about 16 times what it was a decade ago. You see it lined up on store shelves, often in old-timey square mason jars or jugs with little handles and labels printed with ramshackle homesteads. On the Call family label, the patriarch's face looks back at you. Brian Call's wife, Laura, takes it a step further. She tells his story during moonshine tastings.
They love having a family member give them a tour and talk about it.
She's hung up her father-in-law's overalls by the entrance and parked the handsome cars he hauled shine in out back.
To see the actual moonshine cars is very thrilling for people. Because, you know, moonshine, even when people still sip the moonshine, it's almost like we're doing something we shouldn't be doing.
Visitors can also take their own mugshots with a backdrop she printed. As the moonshine market matures, some brands have corporate backing and celebrity sponsors. Call says what her distillery has is a real story of humble family members that ran moonshine to make ends meet. I'm Irina Jorov for Marketplace.